Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowing revenge for what he's describing as a cruel and malicious violation of the ceasefire agreement with Hamas after a body that Hamas released as a part of the deal was found not to be that of Shiri Bibas, an Israeli mother of two young boys kidnapped October 7th, as the militants had promised. The bodies of the boys have been identified. Increased police presence in Tel Aviv after a series of bus explosions, ABC's Nicole D'Antonio reports.
Israeli police are describing this as a suspected terror attack. Three parked buses exploded in the city of Bat Yam, just south of Tel Aviv, yesterday. And another bomb was found undetonated on a fourth bus. No injuries reported, but many Israelis are rattled.
Thousands of federal employees laid off as a part of the Trump administration's moves. The administration claims they are firing people for cause. Some out of jobs say that's impossible since they were never given performance evaluations. This is ABC News. Spring training underway, and as ABC's Alex Stone reports, computer robot umpires are now on the job.
Dodgers taking the field.
As the Dodgers and Cubs began Cactus League games, something was different. A new automated ball and strike calling system in place. It's not replacing human umpires, but it will allow for challenges. The minor leagues have been using it. It came up during the broadcast on Spectrum Sportsnet.
The guys that have played at the minor league level understand it pretty well.
And then quickly, in the first inning, it was used. The Cubs winning a challenge to a called ball.
Well, good. We see it in the very first inning.
There you go.
Teams in spring training get to challenge two ball or strike calls per game, and the robot umps will get the final say. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Whole lot of people on the East Coast talking about the Scottish Highland Bull roaming the hills of western Connecticut. It's been spotted several times, but so far nobody has been able to catch it. It could be a while before it's back in its pen, too. Scottish Highland cattle, a hardy breed that can live outside year-round. This is ABC News.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SKINNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SKINNY to 200-300. That's SKINNY to 200-300. SKINNY to 200-300.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. The City of Wausau Ethics Board will investigate a complaint filed against Mayor Doug Denny related to his handling of a ballot drop box placed outside City Hall last September. The board has requested a timeline of when the box was placed outside City Hall and when it was moved before it was installed and opened for use. no-confidence vote for the president of St. Norbert College in De Pere. Earlier this week, a majority of faculty expressed no confidence in President Lori Joyner, citing failed leadership throughout the school's financial and enrollment crisis. St. Norbert has already made two rounds of layoffs due to declining enrollment. And the search is on for the best burger in Wisconsin. Residents are encouraged to nominate their favorite establishment's best burger at the Wisconsin Beef Council website for consideration. Those with enough votes will be named to the Elite Eight in March. Burgers will be judged on taste and appearance. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When I started farming, I never imagined I'd be leading policy discussions or representing farmers in my community. But Wisconsin Farm Bureau has helped make that possible. Their leadership programs gave me the skills and the confidence to step up and make a difference for my farm and for Wisconsin. If you're ready to lead, Farm Bureau is ready to help.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito,
buddy it up with a honey buddy,
or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad way to wrap up the work week. Sunny skies today with highs in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 8 above. And then warmer this weekend. Partly sunny with lower 30s for highs on Saturday. Flirting with 40 by Sunday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 3 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. He never tells me I'm not good enough. Just gives me unconditional love. He loves me tender, he loves me. He thinks I'm pretty, he thinks I'm smart, he likes my
Well, I'll never forget the first time that I heard that pretty mouth say that dirty word. And I can't even remember now what she backed my truck into, but she covered her mouth and her face got red, and she just looked so darn cute that I couldn't even act like I was mad. Yeah, I live for little moments like that. Well, that's like just last year on my birthday. She lost all track of time and burnt the cake. And every smoke detector in the house was going off. And she was just about to cry until I took her in my arms. And I tried not to let her see me laugh. Yeah, I live for little moments like that. I know she's not perfect, but she tries so hard for me. And I thank God that she isn't, 'cause how boring would that be? It's the little imperfections, it's a sudden change in plans, when she misreads the directions, and we're lost but holding hands. Yeah, I live for little moments like that. Sofa in the dark, at about the time she falls asleep, so does my right arm. And I want so bad to move it, 'cause it's tingling and it's numb. But she looks so much like an angel that I don't want to wake her up. Yeah, I live for little moments when she steals my heart again and doesn't. Yeah, I live for little moments like that.
Looks like you've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe. You do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, time to talk, and you might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blow up in my face, sing along, try to win the race. Been knocked down by the slam.
and came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Michael Montgomery, Life's a Dance, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures single digits below zero across the region this morning. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Warming trend coming up for this week and this next week. Also, Rick Gerke and from the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. We're going to be talking about the issue of sandhill cranes. And they do have some issues, at least corn growers do, with the sandhill cranes. We'll talk with Rick about that here coming up this hour. Later on tonight, it's a doubleheader for boys and girls basketball. Because of some of the games being canceled tonight, we'll have the boys taking on Boyceville. That game, our pregame will start at 5:30 tonight and tip off at 5:45. And then after that game, we'll have the Durand, Arkansas girls taking on Arcadia. So, a doubleheader tonight in boys and girls high school basketball. We'll have both of those games for you here on WRDN. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Membership in the FFA has hit an all-time record. With more than 1 million members in over 9,200 chapters across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, these young people are learning to transform purpose into action. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA.
Recognizing our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the entire year, this FFA salute is being brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Whether you're training to be the best in the world or just the best on the block, the good habits you form in high school can propel you for the rest of your life. Protein-packed chocolate milk helps form the nutritional foundation you'll need to reach your goals. It's what elite athletes around the world choose. Rehydrate, recover, and refuel with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It is time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum and our topic, H5N1 or bird flu in dairy cattle. Had a chance to attend a webinar recently from the USDA and National Milk Producers Federation, and they had three guests on that to kind of summarize what was going on here in the United States. They reported about 957 cases here in the U.S. in 17 different states. What I find interesting, Bill, is that almost two-thirds of those are in California. California being the number one milk-producing state here in the U.S., that milk production is down about 7% in the state compared to a year ago. They went through the five stages that each state would go through on certification, such things as inspecting milk coming from various farms, which affected, unaffected, and go from there. And basically, it's interesting because I was in Pennsylvania last week, and they were in stage four. Pennsylvania, of course, is a fairly large dairy state, but also has a lot of poultry in it as well, and meaning that for 3 months months in a row, there was no farms based on silo milk analysis of avian flu in the milk supply. And Bill, that's what's going on now. We are now what they call silo monitoring. Samples are taken from all the states and it's sampled to see if there is any evidence of bird flu in the milk supply. And of course, then they can trace it right on back to the individual farms and to see where we're at. And of course, there are 42 states that are basically showing no signs at this point with it. And of course, if we can get to stage four, like Pennsylvania, then you're in good shape. Interesting, in California, they're doing some research on farms at this point, and they have reported, the veterinarian I was on the program, indicates that the bulk tank were positive, be about 4 to 7 days before signs are seen in the herd of individual cows at this point. He did indicate there's intermittent shedding, which means that it varies from farm to farm, and there are farm differences as well. There's a question, how does it spread so widely in California? And maybe it's just the large numbers. And the question about aerosol movement, would that be a possibility as well? So certainly that's going to be a big deal. Also, monitoring such things as reproduction. On some of these herds, there has been some reproductive slippage. Primarily abortions typically about 1 month after the cow show signs of the bird flu at this point. They were monitoring peak milk production. It's off by about 2.6%. Of course, that sets the lactation curve as well. And, of course, once cows come down with this, then they don't come back where they were to be, and that leads to some premature culling as well. They did follow cows, though, and they did survive quite nicely. So there is no relationship with other diseases in the herd. They were looking to see if there's any cows showing signs of yonis and BLV, and that was not correlated to those cows that were showing the bird flu problem. Then they had somebody from USDA on, and they are looking at some types of vaccination programs, trying to get a vaccine developed, but of course that's going to take several months to do, and it has to go through certification programs as well. So our take-home message is H5N1 certainly is here, and dairy farms and veterinarians need to be very vigilant for it. If cows come down with it, there is some type of involvement we can do to try to minimize the loss of those cows there. And, of course, biosecurity is kind of the buzzword here in terms of trying to prevent it going from farm to farm. 69, there's human cases in 12 different states, and 150 veterinarians were blood tested, and three of them showed signs, although they had no symptoms as well. So certainly it's out there. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Slightly lower production and somewhat mixed prices month over month in USDA's dairy outlook for February. According to World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski,
we reduced our production forecast by 400 million pounds, just reflecting recent data. So the milk production report and also the cattle report, which showed tighter than expected supplies of dairy heifers.
That carried over to adjustments in the dairy balance sheet, both in fat and skim solid imports and exports.
In terms of product prices, kind of mixed there.
However, class and all milk prices were lowered from the previous month. Yet Jekinowski explains for some of the milk class price adjustments.
Some of those changes, especially to the class prices, reflect recent changes in the milk marketing order that had implications for the formulas that define how those class prices are calculated.
The all milk price forecast lowered 45 cents from the previous month, now at $22.60 a hundredweight. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Old man Wrigley lived in that White House. down the street where I grew up. Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. Spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. Said he was in the war, went in the Navy. Lost his wife, lost his baby. Broke down and asked him one time, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled. Said, I raised my hand. Tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see. Oh, I believe. A few years later, I was off at college, talking to Mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, ins and outs of the small town life. She said, oh, by the way, son, old man Wrigley's died. Later on that night, I laid there thinking back. Thought about a couple long lost summers. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. There was ever anybody deserved a ticket to the other side. It'd be that sweet old man who looked me in the eye. Said, I raised my hands, bowed my head, finding more. Words written in red. They tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see. I can't quote the book, the chapter or the verse. You can't tell me it all ends in a slow ride in a hearse. You know I'm more and more convinced, the longer that I live, yeah, this can't be, no, this can't be, no, this can't be. I believe. I believe. I believe.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Brooks and Dunn, and Believe here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 3 below in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, March milk down 1 to 1919, April down 8 to 1884, May down 2 to 1895.
June steady at $18.35. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 2.25 to 178.5, 40-pound blocks up 0.25 to 190, 3 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.75 to 242.25, 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2 to 125, 1 trade on the day. Dry whey steady at 54.5, no trades on the day. Cattle markets could be lower once again today. Hogs also lower, as it was a dreadful day for the livestock complex yesterday. As the complex continued to bleed lower, the market continues to lack any necessary technical support to put a bottom on the market's current move. Now, some cash cattle did trade yesterday, but prices were $4 to $5 lower, and that's just going to provide more pressure for the markets today. February live cattle opens the day at 197.62, April 193.80, June 189.97, March feeder cattle open at 266.82, April 266.37, May 265.07, April hogs open at 88.52, May 92.45, June at 100.30. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn and soybeans are moving mostly lower this morning. Now, some of this is technical selling. Wheat markets, though, are moving mostly higher today, at least early on. There is still some chatter about a possible increase in U.S. corn area to be seeded, and that is helping to still provide some pressure to the market. Demand for corn does remain solid, but not so much on soybeans, as South American values are capturing much of the trade's interest. March and May corn both down a half this morning. March at 497.5, May 512.25. July down 3/4 to 516. New crop down 3/4 to 478.75. March beans down 1.5 to 1044. May down 1.25 to 1061.75. July down a half to 1077.25. New crop down a half to 1060.75. March soybean meal down a dollar to 295, while March soybean oil down 25 cents to 47.01. Wheat markets, again, though, are higher. March and May both up 5.5. March at 591, May at 605.75. Minneapolis wheat also higher this morning. March at up 2.75 at 635.5. While May up 3 to 650.75. Energy markets are lower this morning. April crude oil down 69 cents to 71.79. May down 67 cents to 71.62. March and April gas both down a cent. March at 207. April at 231. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 448, March 448, April 458, new crop 420. Cash beans 961, March 966, April 983, and new crop at 971. Big River Resources in Boyceville. Cash corn 451, March 456, April 470.75, new crop 429.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 471, April 475, new crop 430. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 443, new crop 429. Cash beans 965, new crop 986. Red Wing grains, March corn 471, April 481, May 483, and new crop at 440. Meanwhile, up March beans 10 even, April 1015, May 1017, new crop 1003. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 443, March 443, and new crop at 422. Cash beans at 969, March 973, new crop at 989. Meanwhile, cattle markets from equity, beef fed cattle 196 to 220, Holstein fed cattle 176 to 192, market cows 105 to 143, bulls 139 to 172, calves at 350 to 985, beef steers at 279 to 440, Holstein steers 160 to 320. Sheep markets, market lambs 225 and down, ewes and rams 130 and down, and goat markets, does 140 and down, bucks 195 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Last night I dreamed you were back again, larger than life again, holding me tight again, placing those same kisses on my brow, sweeter than ever now. Lord, I remember how I couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. Days like a slow train trickle by, even the words that I write refuse to fly. All I can hear is your song haunting me. Can't get the melody out of my head, you see. Distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. Fall like this again. Fools like me never win. Came to my knees again. Can't close the door on likelihood. Things might be just as good. I always believed they would. Gotta let your love invite me. Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? Never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. Never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do.
lady sitting on her old front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the tasty freeze, Tommy slips something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said, you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. But he was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like I still look at you. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. What's meant to be will always find a way. She's in love with the boy. She's in love.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets: FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
We left Texas on a windy night in a beat up Chevy van. Loaded it up with our innocent dreams and all the love we had. Didn't know then how hard it was.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Corn Soy Expo, and thank you to our Corn Soy Expo sponsors, including Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Amplify Health Mondovi, and the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. I am with Rick Gerke, and he is treasurer of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, but he's also the expert on cranes. He's a farmer from Omro, and we're going to talk a little bit about the crane issue. We had talked with James Giese a little bit about that, but I wanted to kind of dig a little bit deeper into that. And Rick, thanks for joining us this morning. And I had asked, you know, James this, that, you know, yeah, we see the cranes in the fields. Oh, that's really cool. And but there is kind of a flip side to this for corn growers, isn't there?
Of course. They do quite a bit of damage to our corn crop every year. You know, they feed on it in the spring. They feed on even our wheat crop in the fall when we're planting it. So we definitely see a financial, obviously, problem with them as well. You know, they're eating our crops as we plant them.
And is there really anything? You can't put a big giant net over a 40-acre field. So how do corn farmers, is there any way they can kind of mitigate this?
Yes. Yeah, so corn, our only option is a product called Avapel, which is made by Archeon Life Science. It's a seed treatment that we apply to the seed. And when that seed is in the ground and the cranes peck in the ground to get that seed, it gives them a bitter taste in their mouth. Granted, that is only our only option we have, and it's effective, but it's not 100% effective.
I would think that, you know, it gives a bitter taste in your mouth, but you've lost a plant.
Correct. So they say they have to eat about 5 seeds in order to get, it doesn't taste good, and move on. But when that crane moves on and the next batch comes through, they also have to eat 5 seeds. So you can kind of see the domino effect. If you have a migration group coming through of, say, 100 or 200 cranes, that's quite a few seeds per acre that they can wipe out in a big hurry.
Talking with Rick Gerke, he's treasurer of Wisconsin Corn Growers Association this morning. And that migration time, avoiding planting at that time isn't really an option?
No, the heat of it is, you know, we're planting essentially end of April through the whole month of May, and that's usually when the main migration is coming north, for sure.
And again, you go in June, well, now you have that fall end of it.
Correct. And just for, you know, as a farmer, we plant more than just corn. And if you look at, say, the wheat crop, you know, we're planting that in, you know, September and October when the migration is coming back through. And we have zero control or zero anything we can do to mitigate that. So there's no seed treatment for wheat. I guess you could use scare tactics. That's about the only option we have in the fall.
I would think the other, you know, I know a lot of corn growers, Brian's farm, all right, we have some wood no-till acres and all that. So, we're giving up the first 3 rows to the deer. Mm-hmm. But we know that the deer are there. We know that they're there all the time. You can't do that with migratory birds.
No, and they might wipe out a field 1 year, and the next year they might not even be in your area. It's very hit and miss of how they migrate and where they land, really.
I know that I've heard that the governor is looking at some type of a mitigation program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
As far as I know, I did hear yesterday listening to Secretary Romanski stating that the governor does have in his budget money to go towards the sandhill crane mitigation. What that exactly looks like, I guess I have not seen that exactly. The hopes with the study committee that we were on, that there would be some financial relief to pay for the treatment to farmers and also open it up to a hunting season that would be highly regulated by the DNR.
And I know that, you know, I remember when the sandhill cranes had the planes flying to start the migration. We really can't do that now to say, we're gonna change the migration, because, they're not flying over Brian's farm, but they changed it, now they're flying over your farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the population has just outgrown any expectation that anybody had, and I think that is probably the most problem that we as farmers are facing. It's just the population has grown too big.
That's Rick Gehrke. He's a treasurer with the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. We're at the Corn Soy Expo. I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A warming trend begins in our ag weather forecast today as southwest winds will be on the increase, bringing warmer air into the region. The most notable change will be Saturday when highs climb above freezing and on Sunday when highs are into the 40s. Now, Monday through Friday, the warm weather will continue and the temperature forecast will somewhat depend on how much snow we've melted in the previous day. It will also be drier as well. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs low 20, southwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 9. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 30s. For Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 40. Monday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, there is a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. We'll have highs in the mid-40s. And for Thursday, partly sunny, a bit cooler, highs mid-30s.
FFA members adhere to a code of ethics to promote their own development and make a positive difference in the lives of others. They strive to be courteous, honest, and fair, modest in winning, and generous in defeat, developing the traits of great leadership. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all of our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the year, this FFA salute brought to you by Compeer Financial, a farm credit cooperative serving and supporting agriculture and rural communities.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's an approach to prevent deer from eating your tree seedlings. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Use wood with little value to surround the area with a slash wall as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Anyone who tries to regenerate valuable tree species on their woodland faces two challenges: competing vegetation and deer that enjoy young tree seedlings as a tasty treat. Cornell University's Cooperative Extension Service developed a novel approach known as slash walls to prevent deer from getting access to the seedlings.
Peter Smullidge is an extension forester at Cornell. He says the concept is basically circling the area to be protected with a wall made of big brush piles.
The wall is built from slash and tops and low-grade wood that is at or near the perimeter. You're not moving slash from across the site. Most of it comes from within 75 to 100 feet of the wall. We integrated this with cutting or brushing all of the understory vegetation, so that's how we managed the interfering vegetation issue.
The wall is built about 10 to 20 feet wide by 10 feet tall. Access gates are put in so vehicles and humans can get inside the perimeter. Many mammal species, except for deer, have been seen on trail cameras going up and over the slash wall. Birds are also hanging out, so he says there is no evidence of a negative impact on wildlife. Another plus, there's very little maintenance once the wall is complete.
We've spent very little time, probably a total in 4 years of 2 weeks of maintenance. So 10 days total out of 4 years. Walls will slump. They slump at about 30% after 3 years. It varies if you're using pine versus hardwood. So on average, about 8 to 10% of height slump per year.
Learn more about slash walls at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowing revenge after one of the bodies turned over by Hamas this week turned out not to be the woman they claimed it was. Mother Shiri Bibas, instead it was a Gaza woman. Bibas's two sons were turned over. Republican senators pushed